Melanie Rubin for Parenting Aces. I'm here under the tent for your game face. And I'm with
Lloyd
and Melissa.
Lloyd and Melissa, tell our listeners who are mostly tennis parents what exactly the importance of this tent and your game face is.
Well, for 10 years now, we've been documenting the history of junior tennis. We've been following all the top players around the country and just getting great action portraits and building commemorative posters for them, you know, and fine art posters and action posters with their name on it and the tournament name.
And I think about it as, like, we're the memory keepers for the junior tennis. You know, there's so much going on at the courts with the parents being, you know, busy with getting their kids on and off court and prepare for the next match. And we're the ones that are, like, you know, giving you the memory to take home with you forever, you know.
And those parents out there who have seen those great posters with five action shots put together, it's Lloyd and Melissa's doing. It's your game face. They're wonderful. And something I shared with them was that my family and I were out of our home because of Hurricane Sandy for over 6 months. And right before the hurricane, the poster I had ordered last year from the National Hard Courts at the Zoo had arrived, and I just had it framed. Thank goodness nothing happened to it during the storm, but it was the first thing I hung when we got back into our home because I could not wait to hang. It was so beautiful, and it captured it. The moment it captured my son, it was just so phenomenal that I couldn't wait to put that back, put that up on the wall when we moved back into our home. Lloyd, I see you have a book in your hand. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we just did our first book. The first one we did was Sean Carl, and it's his entire junior career in one coffee table book, and it takes him from 12-year-olds to 18-year-olds. We shot him in 22 tournaments over 8 years, and we got 10,000 photos of him, and we went through and chose about 100 to 150 of the best images and then just told his junior career story in the book. And the thing about it for us is it's really a neat privilege because we've got to watch these kids grow up, and we've got to, you know, we've got shots of him and his family at the, you know, and him on the court and all that, and it just made a really good book. But it just reminded us of how awesome it is that we've got to see these kids go from 8 years old to 18 years old in the last 10 years and document a whole generation of junior tennis, and it's just been a great privilege.
Well, I can tell our listeners, looking at this book, it really is an awesome collection of photos, and it really just does bring right home the feeling of you living through their lives and you documenting it beautifully. If I can ask you, knowing that our audience are parents of tennis players, what advice do you have? You're on the court all the time. You see what goes on. What advice do you have for parents of tennis players?
I think one of the keys, not just to tennis, but the keys to life is to cultivate a thankful heart, because, you know, a lot of times we get so focused on winning that we forget to be thankful that we're healthy, thankful that we're athletic, that we have, you know, just the skills and the blessing and the finances to do this. It's such a privilege that if we just make it about winning, then we're never as happy. But if we just absorb every moment and we're thankful of the competition, we're respectful of the competition, we're just thankful for the fellowship of the game, I think we're happier people, and we just bless those that are around us just because we're just, you know, we have a thankful heart.
I have the chills right now. That was beautifully said, really. And if you had to choose your favorite thing about this particular tournament, the National Hard Courts at Kalamazoo, Melissa, what would that be?
I would say it's the city of Kalamazoo itself. The amount of volunteers that come out for this national event. There is no city in America that hosts a tournament on such a large group of volunteers. And, I mean, the people that run the snack shop that do the blueberries and cream all day, they're not getting paid a cent to be there, you know. They're here to help, you know, promote a great national tournament. And I think that without those people, they all year long plan for this tournament. And they welcome us, they welcome all the kids. And I don't know any other tournament that does a job like that except Kalamazoo. This is the only one.
And Lloyd, anything to add to that?
I love the the regalia. I love the vibe. I love the ambiance. It's like there's so many people here. There's so much going on. There's vendors. There's crowds. There's banners. It's just got an energy about it. And then on top of that, the historical significance of this tournament. I mean, like the 71st year now. You know, it's been here for years. It's got a legacy. It's great.
Well, I thank you two for joining us this morning. Remember, everybody, your game face. Check them out.